Hi, everyone. Welcome to Thoughts from C2, a place where curious students are going to question, create, experience life, and stand up for what things we believe in. My name is Evelyn, and I am Class C2 at Hearst Elementary, Pleasanton, California. Today we... Wait, was that a monkey? Today we're going to talk about an actual debate in real life, one that can change a lot of things. Should or should not we ban zoos? All over the world, people take sides to discuss if animals should be kept in captivity. But before we start, think. Do we need zoos? Silently choose an opinion, and I'll give you a few seconds to decide. Done? Then let's go over our serious debate. Zoos have been public destinations since the 1700s, where people are able to experience wild and exotic animals in real life. For example, the monkey. Although many zoos care for the animals greatly and provide for them as much as they can, there is an unacceptable amount of zoos that also torture their animals. So do we really need zoos? Or are they just an excuse to get away with more money? I think that zoos should be banned because they cause family problems to animals, they also cause problems of humans interacting with animals, and they affect the animals living there in negative ways like being kept in cages. See what I mean? To start, taking an animal from the wild is not a good idea. First of all, many zoos begin with baby animals because they attract more attention from visitors, which leads to more money. Unfortunately, this also causes great depression from the parents, mainly the mother of the baby. That is, if the zoo doesn't kill them first. Parents are protective of their children, and people need to respect that, even for animals. Experts agree zoos do more harm than good, says that the problem is that these animals belong in the wild. When you remove them from their natural environments, you disrupt their native ecosystems. Imagine the impact among people when a friend or loved one dies unnaturally. People can become depressed or grow sad when fearful that they can no longer function. This happens with other animals too. It also turns away the fact that, when older, the baby could have raised a family. Without the key member, no offspring are born. Instead, most animals down the road to the zoo. Having a family in the wild isn't the only problem. At zoos, animals interbreed because the zoo doesn't have enough of that animal to make different families. Therefore, birth defects kick in, leaving everything as helpless as ever. Horribly, some zoos might even consider these unexpected babies surplus animals, in which they are like an extra. According to the Modern Zoo, normally animals leave their parents and venture into the wild when they come of age, but zoo captivity does not allow for this. Woburn Safari Park recently admitted that they kill surplus monkeys. Sometimes the animals are packed like trash and shipped off to other zoos. Or they are what zoos call recycled, which means fed to other species in the zoo. Other surplus animals are given to laboratories for experiments. In my own words, I also say, zoos might sell and trade surplus animals to circuses or roadside zoos, which just ends up leaving the poor animal in a dark and tiny cage. Some even drop as low as selling the animals to hunters, which they kill on purpose for the fur and other rare things. But these actions are not just babies. When small zoos accidentally capture a few too many of one animal and don't have room for them, what do? Recent discoveries might just tell you no for believing for hope. If you ever go to a zoo, you'll find almost every single animal in a habitat. Unfortunately, many of these habitats are made from artificial creations, like replacing a natural tree with man-made plastic. This action affects the playing, mating, and general behavior of some animals. Also, habitats are usually very small and empty compared to the wild. According to the article, Are Zoos a Good Thing? Critics of zoos would argue that zoos often suffer physically and mentally by being enclosed. Even the best artificial environments can't come close to matching the space, diversity, and freedom that animals have in their natural habitats. In my own words, therefore, animals are triggered with depression, boredom, illness, and more unwanted emotions and feelings. Some of these unhappy feelings might lead to aggressive and angry feelings, which might end up putting an innocent animal to sleep. Another example why animals should not be kept in small spaces is because the average individual visiting a zoo only watches the enclosure for about a minute or less. If this goes for every human, what is the point of keeping animals in captivity at all? Catherine Applegate, best-selling author of The One and Only Ivan, The One and Only Bob, and The One and Only Ruby, all being about animals in captivity, says, I hate to witness animals in captivity, or see circus elephants parading down the streets. When animals are caged, it's a loss of what they are. Did you hear about the gorilla Harambe at the Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden? On May 28, 2016, a 3-year-old boy tragically fell 12 feet into the moat surrounding Harambe's exhibit. It is actually surprising that people might believe that wild animals are tame, especially a giant 450-pound, 17-year-old adult silverback western lowland gorilla. Unfortunately, Harambe dragged the toddler around the exhibit, until the dangerous animal response team decided that the situation was life-threatening, said zoo president Thane Maynard. They shot the innocent, wild, and unrestrained gorilla, leaving the child safe and unscratched, but poor Harambe dead. This tragic example shows that we have to learn the hard way to keep wild animals around humans, especially children. Regrettably, this is not the only problem that animals and humans face against each other. At zoos, people will purposely knock on the glass, make faces, use annoying sounds, or anything irritating at the animals inside the glass to move or do something to entertain the visitors. This is obviously a bad idea, because animals can get really mad or even dangerous. Also, the flash from cameras hurts the eyesight of these creatures and can scare them away, causing more annoying sounds and actions from careless people. Solutions to many of these specific problems between humans and animals can be solved by simply staying at home. Families can watch nature and animal shows on TV, where they can get educated and entertained without the process of putting either the observers or the animals in danger. This way, kids will be able to watch real experts on these creatures and their natural habitats too. Meanwhile, the animal itself gets to stay happily in its home with family and resources that no zoo will ever be able to give. Some people might disagree and say we need zoos. Their reasoning is that zoos might help save endangered species from going extinct and rescue sick or injured animals from the harsh wild. Nevertheless, it turns out that lots of zoos actually only bring in animals for popularity, not compassion. Instead of zoos, all animals should go be sent to sanctuaries. Should zoos exist, may not seem to think so here why they aren't necessary, says that just because zoos are problematic doesn't mean that there's absolutely no way for you to see and learn about wildlife. If you love wildlife, visiting an animal sanctuary is a much better alternative. You might be wondering, what's the difference between a sanctuary and a zoo? According to the Tree Hugger, the animals in zoos are typically bought, sold, bred, or traded. Sometimes they're even captured from the wild. Sanctuaries are much different, though. As long as they're accredited, you can rest assured that they aren't partaking in the buying, selling, breeding, or trading of animals. Unlike a zoo, some of these animals actually have a chance of being released back into the wild. In my own words, sanctuaries only take in animals that are truly hurt or in danger of dying, and won't be torturing them in any way like some zoos do. Real sanctuaries replicate the wild habitat as much as possible, and use natural objects like plants and simulation toys for the animals, instead of artificial props used to satisfy the audience. Also, some zoos might let the visitors hold animals. This is both a dangerous and scary process, as the animal usually experiences disruptive and uncomfortable emotions, and it is never a good idea to try to hold a wild animal. Fortunately, sanctuaries don't do this, along with thankfully refusing to breed animals. This is a better place for animals, not zoos. So there you have it. In conclusion, zoos should be banned because they create situations dangerous for humans, uncomfortable with the animals, and disasters throughout the animal families. The better solution to saving endangered species is to keep injured and sick animals in sanctuaries, where they will be safe, healthy, and free. listening, I want to appreciate all the experts and websites I found information on for providing their opinion on our world, because some things just need to change. I also want to thank my teacher, Ms. Saunders, for organizing thoughts from C2. Additionally, make sure to check out the episodes my classmates made. Who knew kids could make a stand about things like cancer, climate change, orca shows, and world exploration? And remember, protest news today!